It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN Chicago. Eddie Olchek is on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
Hey, Eddie O.
Oh, it's...
Hey, Anna. Hey, Ro. How are you today?
And Kevin Powell's in on this with us, too. And
hello, Kevin.
Now,
Kevin's texting right now. So
yeah,
Kevin.
Well, I said hello, Eddie. I don't know if that was caught
on. That was not
caught on.
My
mic was off. I apologize, Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Yes. No, he's...
How are you? Everything all right?
All good. Thanks, Eddie.
Good.
He's, as a millennial, he just texts his responses to you. All right. Let me...
Check your phone.
Yeah. It'll pop up with an emoji or something like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. A couple things here. Last night, I was blessed enough to be very close to the action last night watching the game. And when Corey Crawford came out of the net and started getting into it, I've seen a lot of hockey in my life, and I've seen goalies in fights before, but I don't think I've ever seen it quite like that. Certainly not live. There was a moment right there where I thought, my God, I think the wheels are falling off here.
Yeah, I thought the opposite, Ro.
Hmm.
Having been down in the trenches a long time ago, I just thought it was one of those where Corey Crawford felt that one of the Blues players had taken a liberty on him by going hard to the net and bumped him. And, you know, we know that Corey's been battling an upper body injury for a while. And you know what? He just said, you know what? I've had enough. Now, Jonathan Toews certainly helped put a body on Robbie Fabry and bumped into Corey Crawford. And look, but got overshadowed a little bit. Corey Crawford made two incredible saves back-to-back on Fabry on that sequence
there. Right.
And, look, I think what Corey Crawford was doing is, and remember a couple of days ago, he said, you know, we got to get a little angry around here, and, you know, we got to turn the tide, we got to change the momentum. And this is what you see this happen with skaters a lot, to try to change the momentum in a game or in a series by doing something like that. And it just happened to be a guy that wears the most equipment and has a mask on, and he went over and, you know, I used the word galvanizing on the television broadcast role. I mean, I thought that could be one thing that you look at in a series and go, you know, could this be the thing to, you know, to get this team up and over the hump? Exactly.
Yeah.
So look, I thought it was reactionary. It was, you know, I don't think it was calculated at all. I just think that it was something that I've seen a lot, and the Hawks got a goal right after that. I'm not sure how they got a power play out of that whole deal, but
it's weird.
It was weird. Wait a minute.
They put more people in jail for that than they did for the financial meltdown.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was like, it was insane when you looked at the penalty box, it was comical. You know, it was like slap shot, but
that was probably more like early 80s to mid 90s type of hockey, where at times you'd have, you know, 5-6 guys. You definitely need a tick. You definitely need a ticket to get into the penalty box.
So. That's pretty crazy. Actually, the Blues couldn't all fit inside. They were all kind of scrunched up together, like you're on the bus. All right. Now I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree, and you understand this much better than I do, but I just, as a result, and they lost, they did score that goal, but then they gave up a goal fairly quickly after that. And it just seems to me that the physical nature, the interrupting nature of the Blues in this series is something that the Hawks have not been able to, and I'm going to use the word I've been trying to avoid, adjust to, at least thus far.
Yeah. Well, I think that the Hawks have had opportunities to seize the momentum that they've had, Ro, and they haven't been able to do it. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, we've marveled at the success this team has had over the course of the last 6 years. And when you see heroic performances by Corey Crawford or Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, you know, we marvel at that. But other teams have really good players, too. And I think what's happened here is that when the Hawks have had the chance to break down the door, the Blues have been able to get a save, make a play, and get the momentum back on their side. I mean, Ro, we've talked over the last couple of years about there's more momentum surges in playoffs now than there's ever been before. Mm-hmm. The way the rules are, it goes nonstop. So the key is that when you have the momentum, what the hell do you do with it? And when you don't have it, everybody thinks, well, how do you get it back? Well, the first thing you have to do is you got to stop it. And there's a couple of ways to be able to do that. And when you do stop it, you got to get it back on your side. And then what do you do with it? And you see momentum swings. Like, how good have the second periods of this series, how good have the second periods of this series been in the first four games? I mean, you've seen everything, and the Hawks just haven't been able to cash in on the chances that they've had and give themselves a little bit of breathing room or get a little bit of momentum. And sometimes you got to tip your helmet to the other side and say, hey, look, you know what? They've beaten us on the fair and square right now. Yeah, they've gotten some bounces, but, you know, the Hawks got to take advantage of some opportunities that they get. So for me, this is all about cashing in when the door is open, and the Blues have been able to do that. And at least to this point, the big guys haven't been able to do that against the St. Louis Blues.
What is your reaction to the Andrew Shaw suspension?
I am not surprised. Obviously, Andrew crossed the line. You saw the statement from the Hawks. You saw the statement from Andrew Shaw. You know, he knows he made a big mistake, and hopefully this is a teaching moment for everybody involved. And he had a really good game last night. He was outstanding all night until he took that bad penalty at the end of the game, which was uncalled for to put the Hawks down 2 minutes, and then, you know, the rest is history. So respect the decision by the league. I'm not surprised, and the Blackhawks have to figure out a way to get it done without Andrew Shaw and give him an opportunity to get back in a series in Game 6 on Saturday night.
I saw one of the NHL leaders, the guys, Campbell, I think his last name is, he said the emotion of the moment cannot and will not be a mitigating factor for the conduct.
Will you put
this in perspective for us, though, Eddie O? I mean, how often does this kind of thing happen, and does this weigh fairly in terms of the suspensions you've seen for other types of offenses like this?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see the statement from Colin Campbell. I'm assuming that's who it is, Anna. But
yes,
at the end of the day, is like we all have to be held accountable and responsible for our actions, regardless of how hot the kitchen gets, regardless of the situation. It is emotional, but you know, this is a new world that we live in, and like I said earlier, I think it's important that it becomes a teaching moment. I think the Blackhawks handle this extremely well, as they do everything on a daily basis. And look, you know, Andrew Shaw feels awful. And look, he should. He crossed the line, and the things that he did can't happen. But you got to turn the page now and figure out how you can get back in the series, because, you know, what's been overshadowed here is the Blackhawks being down 3-1 in a series, and they're going to have a guy that's not going to be able to play because he let his emotions get the best of him. And he was a really good player for 57 minutes and, 56 seconds of that game. And, he just crossed the line on a couple of fronts, and, he has to pay the ultimate price.
It was costly.
Got about a minute left here, but Kevin?
Eddie, how do they stop Vladimir Tarasenko? He's been a thorn in the Hawks' side his entire career, 9 career playoff goals in 10 games against the Hawks. He had 2 more last night. What do they have to do to stop him or slow him down?
Well, time and space is a phrase you hear a lot, Kevin, as you know, in the National Hockey League. And, you know, I mean, he's such an elusive player. He's got a great release. You don't score 40 goals in the National Hockey League by accident. I mean, this guy's a proven player, so... You know, I think matchups become very important for Joel Quenneville, and it's something that he really lives by. And, whoever's out there on the ice, you got to know where he is. But, you know, look, like I said earlier, we marvel that the superstars the Blackhawks have and what they've been able to do. Other teams have really good players, too, and they can make plays as well. So it comes down to the execution or lack thereof. But you got to know when Vladimir Tarasenko is on the ice, because right now he's feeling it, and the Blues – certainly from their perspective, want to end the series here in St. Louis tomorrow night and not come back to Chicago for a Game 6.
Yeah, I think they do, but I have a feeling, and again, I go up and down in my emotions, as you all know.
It's been tough on Rowe. It really has been.
I think they're going to win tomorrow. I don't know that they win the series, but I think that they're going to win tomorrow. I think there is enough now anger. Now, Shaw, again, like you said, that's a big loss because he played great last night. But they're just going to have to...
But if anger is a motivator, as Eddie pointed out.
Yeah, this is going to be something. Really? I think anger is. It's always a motivator. My God. I mean, you know, why would we? There wouldn't be wars if anger weren't a motivator. Mm-hmm. All right. Eddie O, I have a lot of fun. Are you calling the game tomorrow night?
I am. I'll be with the great Pat Foley tomorrow on the TV side, CSN Chicago. And I know the great Troy Murray and Johnny Weideman will be on the broadcast on your fine station. So
that's right.
We'll see what happens. The Hawks have been here before. We've seen this fish before. And look. They were down 0-3 to Vancouver Canucks, shorthanded in Game 7 late in the game. They tied it up, eventually lost in overtime. You never count out a champion until, you know, the last second comes off the clock. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a great night. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right. Violetta Powdermedics got the WGN Traffic Pull Spot. See what happened?
Spots.
What happened there is I got caught in her own name.
Yeah, it happens.
Too many consonants.
Consonants? Yeah, sure.
That's what they're called.
Syllables, maybe?
So, yeah.